Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be here with you today. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio. I feel like I've been away for quite a while, but it's only been a week that I skipped, actually. So I'm sitting here in front of my very sunny living room window talking to all of you today. And I'm thrilled that you're all here with me, too. Discussing with Serena, my producer, how lovely the energy feels when we get up and I do my show and she produces, and just it really, I like the way it starts the day off, even if I have like any physical issues, which, you know, there's always a little bit of something happening, but nothing major, thank goodness. And we can all do the little things because that's just life. But I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy you're here with me. So today is, well, it's 10:02 a.m. here in California where I am. And it's Monday, March 10th. Wow. That's pretty amazing. And it's funny because when I get here on the air and I see what date it is, it's like, okay, March 10th, I paid my rent. I made my car payment. It's like, what do I need to do? What have I forgotten? What have I not forgotten? So it's kind of like, that's where my mind goes. I don't know why. Like, did I pay everything I was supposed to pay? Did I do everything I was supposed to do before this date? But I hope you all were okay last week. I hope you enjoyed the replay. I actually just listened to the replay myself. I like listening to my replays because it's funny, but I teach, but as I teach, I remind myself of things. So it always helps me in the process of helping all of you, which I think everything really works that way energetically. I don't think anything is ever one-sided. I think it always is like a give and take and a, you know, a give and receive on both sides in different ways. So whenever I give something to someone, I know I'm going to receive some sort of benefit back from it. And obviously it's not why we give, but it's a nice little, you know, bonus. When you give, you always receive, and it's always in a valuable way. Either you receive back more of what you gave, or you receive something else that's, you know, equally of value or more valuable. It always works like that. That's exactly what I've experienced in my life, and I know other people have as well. So let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat, and I'm going to go there with you. So go to your device or your computer and hit, I'm hitting my Safari, go to the World Wide Web and hit 12radio.com, and that will take you onto a page with a black background, and on the left side you'll see some options, and one of them will be chat. And once you hit that, that takes you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down, if you look at the very top, you'll see there are a few changes that have been made. I know that, excuse my throat. No, I think I might need some water. Excuse me. Yes, I can feel some of you thinking to yourself, oh, there's her Jersey accent when I say the word water. I heard someone say that in their mind just now. That's funny. I hate to like tell people that, but I can often read your thoughts because that freaks people out if I tell them that. So I don't tell too many people that, but often I can feel what you're thinking. So. But when you tell people you can read their thoughts, it's just really weird to them. So I don't make a point of that too often, but I did hear somebody just say that. So yeah, my Jersey accent comes out when I say the like things like water and chocolate. Sometimes it does come out, especially if I'm not fully awake, which I'm probably not yet. And I'm in a bit of a trance state, like a high euphoric state, which is a very good thing, but it also can make me a little like loopy. But who cares, right? It makes me more creative, I think. So, where was I? I know I was talking about something. Facebook page. Okay. So scroll down to my banner. And once you're there, you can make comments. You can ask for a card pull, like a little mini reading. And you can also, my favorite thing of all, you can also ask me questions if you're so inclined. And those questions can be about any darn thing that's happening, anything in your life, any issues that you may be having. Because I love answering questions, and I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. I was trained up in Santa Monica at the university, and I love answering questions about spirituality, about not spirituality, although I think everything has a basis in spirituality, whether we realize it or not. But even the 3D things like everyday life, everything that we deal with on a daily basis is spirit. It really is. I mean, God is in everything. There's just no denying that. And God, I will wager to say, is even in that man outside who's making some infernal noise with a very loud power tool, which has not gotten super loud yet because it's still a bit far away. But let's hope it stays that way. So let's see. I'm going to go into the Facebook chat. And if you've never been in this chat before, just join the group. And I believe Serena, my lovely producer, will let you in so that you can join in the chat. And so far, as I join the chat, I see, and you will as well if you join the chat, I see John. And John says, Lori, I am so glad you're back. I've missed you last week. Oh, thank you. I missed being here. It's nice to be met. I appreciate you, John. Thank you. Serena says, love having your energy in the house as I produce. Ah, well, feeling is mutual, Serena. So I definitely can feel the difference in people's energy. I loved Jay's energy when Jay was producing, and I also love your energy, Serena, now that you're producing. I can feel the difference. Interestingly enough, I think it's kind of like part of it's the masculine and the feminine energy too. Just because you are a woman and there's just more, I think, natural feminine energy. Although Jay had a lot of both. Jay had a lot of very masculine and very feminine energy. And we all do. We all have both. But everybody has it in like different percentages, I think. That's the way I look at it. And that's the way it feels to me. I go by how I feel. So anything I say is not to, make anybody feel bad for anything, of course, or to, be biased at all in any way. But it's mainly because that's what it feels like to me. And Serena having just birthed a baby. I mean, what's more feminine than that, right? So I love the masculine and the feminine energy. And I personally have a very well-developed masculine energy side, but I also have a very, very well-developed feminine energy side. And that's, I've actually cultivated more of that over the last, I would say, few years that I've been studying this more. Because as a Capricorn woman, I tend to be very unfiltered, no nonsense. And that can come off, I feel sometimes that can come off a little harsh to some people who are not accustomed to someone who's very upfront and forthright and blunt and direct like I am. So I always try and temper that a little bit more now because I know that that doesn't always work for people sometimes. And I don't wanna, have people feel bad about anything I've said or how I've said it, because my intention is always to be very loving, very empathetic, and very kind to people, and I do the best that I can to engage with people that way. Because we all need to be heard. We want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be felt, and we all want to know that people have compassion for what we're going through. So that is the place of love, and a heart-centered place that I always try to come from. And of course, I'm human like everyone else, and I have my moments where maybe I am not as heart-centered as I would like to be. I find some of those moments can come when driving, but I've actually gotten a lot better at that because I think a lot of us can kind of lose it when we're driving because everybody's anonymous, and it's kind of like we're shielded in our cars, and it's almost like you're dealing with a car and not a human in a car. So I always try and keep that in mind. And like I said, I feel like I've gotten a lot better with that. It really just takes presence. I find to acknowledge what's happening and really understand that there's a human being behind every interaction. I mean, online, especially, people just lose their shit online. And that's hard. People will come at you sometimes online if you express your opinion in certain groups. Not here, thank God. No one's ever come at anybody here, thank goodness. That would not happen. This is not that kind of a group. But, like other places, like for instance, Reddit. I don't know if any of you are on Reddit, but there are some groups on there, and some of them are lovely. Like I go into the Human Design group and comment there sometimes, but there are some other ones that you wouldn't think would be antagonistic or adversarial, but people are people, and sometimes they really can just kind of lose it when they're not faced with a human right in front of them. And then, of course, there are people in real life who are just that way, who see you standing in front of them, and they're that way anyway. But that's not how we want to be. So, sorry about the noisy guy outside. He just got a little bit closer to my window and quite a ruckus, but hopefully you can hear me. So, let's see who else is here. Renee is here. Hey, Renee. She says, "Hi, Lori Love. Happy Monday." And she's got a little GIF, GIF, of herself riding on, I forget what they call that thing. It looks like a whale, but with a horn. I know there's a name for it. Can't think of it at the moment, but it's cute. It's like a little emoji. And Pamela says, "Nice ride." And hey, Pamela, she says, "Hey there, Lori. It's nice to see you here. It's nice to have all of you in my chat. So thanks for being here." Let me refresh the page because I see some more people coming in. And you have to keep refreshing it, otherwise you can't see all the comments. And Pamela says, "I'm always up for a card, Lori. The more guidance, the better." Yeah. I think so too. The more love, the better. The more guidance, the better. Absolutely. Everybody wants to be attended to. And I think that's totally great. I think we all deserve the attention. And I'm happy to give it whenever I can. Quelly's here. Hey, Quelly. She says, "Monday blessings, Lori." Blessings to you too, Quelly. I hope you're having a lovely morning. And Jean is here. She says, "Love and light, Lori. May I have a card, please?" Well, I send you love and light as well, Jean. And yes, you may have a card. So let me pull those cards. Let's use. Go back to my favorite deck, which is Angels, Gods, and Goddesses. And See if I can shuffle these. It seems like whenever I pull cards, the same ones tend to come up a lot in this deck. In the other decks I use, I get different cards all the time. But this one is kind of funny. And I don't know why that is, but it feels like I get the same cards a lot of the time for different people. But I know there's a reason for that. I know that that's what Spirit wants us to hear. You know, Spirit has messages for us, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver the messages from Spirit, because that's why I'm here. I take my human out of the equation. My shuffling is a little wonky, but we're good. And I have a card. Let's see. Pamela asked for a card, and Jean asked for a card. So this is for Pamela. And Spirit knows that. And it's also for anyone else for whom it might resonate at the moment. Because I always find that whenever I pull a card for a particular person, I know there are other people for whom it's resonating as well. So the card I pulled is the Angel of Prayer. So it says, ask the universe and the angels for help and guidance. Pamela, Angel of Prayer. You are never alone, nor do you need to tackle or solve everything on your own. The universe, God, Goddess, and the angels are always listening. All you need do is ask for their help and guidance. Prayer does not need to be formal or structured, as has been the tradition for so long in many religions. You may converse with the universe, God, Goddess, the angels, ascended masters, and all beings of light and love, in your own language and in your own way. The universal power is your loving friend. The pure essence of creation responds immediately to all your requests. However, due to the universal law of choice, it will not act or intervene unless it is asked to do so. Discuss the current issue along with any other fear or concern you may have with the Angel of Prayer. Yeah, it's such an interesting thing to me. I've heard many times that angels, due to, like they say, the law of choice, and probably a few other laws, that angels don't intervene unless they're asked. Unless it's some sort of emergency situation, I feel like that's when they do intervene. Because I also kind of feel like we're always asking in some way, and the angels know that. So obviously the angels know that, you know, we don't want to be hurt. And that's why they intervene quickly, without you actively having to say, hey, can you help me, you know, in this moment. I think that just sort of happens. So that was for you, Pamela. Let's pull a card for Jean. Put that one back in the deck. I have to remind myself to speak up and to get close to my mic, because I think that I can be soft-spoken when I'm often in a trance state. And sometimes that makes my voice drop off a little bit, and I'd like to be able to have you all hear me clearly. So let me know if there's ever a problem hearing me. Just let me know, and I'll get closer to the mic and try and speak up a little bit more. Because even though I am a human design projector, often my voice doesn't project as well as it could. Although I think I've been doing better lately with that. Yeah, so, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just pulled the same card. I swear, I pulled the same card for you. Jean, the angel of prayer. So take that card and, you know, use it for yourself as well. That's so funny. See, what did I just say? Out of all these cards, it's the same card that I just, and I shuffled the deck like three times, two or three times. So what are the chances, right? But I'm also going to give you this card because there's another one that came up. It's the God of Indulgence. Okay. And so this is also for Eugene and anyone else for whom it resonates. The God of Indulgence is saying to you, it's all right. Stop beating yourself up. A little indulgence in balance is healthy. God of Indulgence. I'm looking it up. It's wonderful to indulge in the things we love every once in a while. Everything is fine in good measure. Just don't overdo it. Whether it is food, drink, or substances of any kind, relationships, or material possessions, remember, excess of anything leads to some form of imbalance. It can, yeah. Yet at the same time, remember that all is valid and all is love. A little indulgence in some form or another is natural and even healthy. So don't beat yourself up when you do indulge in those things you love. Just be mindful. Don't deny yourself. Just keep it in balance. And when you do indulge, try to do it in ways that nurture and nourish your spirit rather than cloud or suppress it. I also want to say that with ascension energy is happening, I know myself and other people have been telling me the same thing, that some of us are having cravings and the feeling of wanting to indulge in certain, like one specific food and more of it than usual. For myself, it's been fruit, which I guess is, it could be worse, right? But if you feel like you really need something, have it. Your body is talking to you always, okay? And once you learn to trust your body, you really can trust your body and you really can trust what it's telling you. So if there is something that you feel like you need to indulge in or that you're craving, go ahead and have it. No, I mean, maybe don't eat the whole package or the whole peas, but have some, have enough to satisfy you. I go to town on those gummy bear grapes. I really do. I have as many of those as I want. I don't do added sugar in food anymore, or very, very little of it, I should say. I just recently started to have like a tiny bit because I figure I can indulge in a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. And I do mean a tiny bit, like a couple of grams here and there, like in a protein bar or something. But I try to do no added sugar whenever possible. So I do that. So grapes are natural sugar. And for me and my body, that works well. But you have to tune into what works for your body. And if you're indulging in something, that's fine. Indulge in it. And then maybe the next day, you know, eat a little cleaner or exercise a little more, drink more water. There's a balance. Like the card said, you have to be able to balance life and food and everything that that's involved in living life. So that's what I have for you. Okay. Let me go back. You know what? I think I'm going to take like a 5-minute break, if that's okay with Serena. And if you can play some music for me, Serena, during the break, I'm going to just take a few minutes and go refresh myself. And then I will be back with all of you to Do whatever you guys want to do. If you want to ask questions in the chat, like I said, that's fine. Or, I can do some more readings, or I will speak on a few things that I have on my mind. So I will be right back. And you're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Be right back.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, you're back with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on WinterRadio.com. Just had to take a quick break. I don't always do that, but occasionally. So I'm going to go back to the chat and I'm going to refresh all of you. I hope you feel refreshed. I feel refreshed. Oh, look at that. Wow. Facebook is doing a weird thing this morning. Isn't it always? Let's see. All right. Back in the chat. Hey, Suzanne. Good to see you. She says, great to hear you live today, Lori. It's great to be live. It's great to be alive. If time permits, I would appreciate a card for guidance in my health journey, tests, and some things being asked by family. Many thanks. I'd be happy to pull a card for you, Suzanne. And Pamela says, what a beautiful and timely card. It really was, right? He says, thank you, Lori. You're so welcome, Pamela. Anytime. Okay. John says, Lori, he says he's hard of hearing and haven't noticed me being soft-spoken. That's good. I'm glad. That being said, he's hearing me through the Bluetooth hearing aid. So that may be how this opinion is formed. As long as you're hearing me, I'm just glad you're hearing me. So that works for me. Yeah, John says, if we beat ourselves up for indulging in something we're craving, likely we'll crave it more, but we'll feel guilty the whole time and not take time to enjoy what we're craving or feel that we need. You're very wise, John. That's very true. Yep, definitely. It's fine to take what you need and, you know, you can balance it out, like I said, another day, right? Hey, Shell. It's good to see you here. I missed you in my chat. I actually noticed that you were not here. I noticed when you lovely people are not here, especially if you usually are here. All right, let's see. Let's pull a card for Suzanne. Because we can. And we will. So let's see. And if anybody feels like giving me feedback, like Pamela did, about how that card lands for you, I would be happy to hear it. Man, I can't shuffle to save my life today. I don't know what is wrong with me. Nothing is wrong with me. I'm just all euphoric. That's all. Okay. It's a really funny thing. I wish I could have everyone feel the way I feel right now. Then you would understand completely what it's like to be in a human body and be in a high trance state. Basically, it's like being high. It's really easy to describe. It's like the best high ever. That's what it is. Okay. The Angel of Finances came up for you, Suzanne. I know you're talking about your health. But maybe this will apply to something else. Because the cards do what they want. Spirit tells you what spirit wants you to know one way or another. But maybe I can probably feel into the other stuff. So let's see. The Angel of Finances. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you're about to receive. Well, you know, blessings of all kinds. I like to look at it. This is the feeling that I get. Sometimes the cards are... they're specific, but they're also not, if you know what I mean. So the Angel of Finances, because finances represent abundance, and abundance can also mean health. And I'm not just saying that to try and make it fit, but that's actually true, and I actually feel that. And I was feeling that even before when I read your words, I was feeling it like right away. So let's see, Angel of Finances. And I definitely know this has come up a bunch of times before. So you're about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. Nothing wrong with that. You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. Great. The angel of finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. Actually, I would add that pretty much everything in your life that's external mirrors your internal beliefs. So you can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange, and I'll add a means of appreciation, which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. When it comes to money, I have turned around my thoughts about it. I have learned how to be a much better steward of money than I used to be. And I think that's all part of respecting the abundance that Spirit has given us. And I think that doesn't just apply to money, like I said. You know, I'm grateful for all of the blessings and abundance that Spirit has given me. So guidance in your health journey and tests. Yeah, I feel like this has been an ongoing thing for a while. And I feel like you're it is a journey, and I don't think it's a what's the word? I feel like this is something that you are, you know, it's not the most fun thing in the world, but I feel like it's something you're able to deal with. Like, you can handle this. That's the feeling I get intuitively. You can handle this, and you are handling it very well, actually. You know, as well as possible, as well as can be expected. And you're actually, like, in this moment, you're okay. And I would focus on that, honestly. Because no matter what's happening that could be stressing us out for any reason, health or otherwise, as long as in this moment, like this very moment, you're pretty much okay. You know, like you have food to eat, and hopefully you're not in terrible pain. You have a roof over your head. You have people who love you, people who care about you. In this moment, I feel like you're okay, and that's a good thing, and it's good to remember that. But yeah, I feel like this is something that's going to resolve itself. It just may take a little while. That's the feeling I'm getting. And you'll, if you're open, if you just stay open, and you can do that, I know you can, you'll be guided towards the appropriate actions to take, if any, and there will be some. And I feel like just follow the signs, follow the direction that Spirit is guiding you toward, and I feel like that's really going to help a lot in helping you deal with the situation at hand with your health. So I'm sending you a lot of love, and I hope that that is helpful. And honestly, the money, like I said, the money card is abundance. Abundance comes in so many forms, and health is one of them. So I'll hold the intention for your highest health and best health for your highest good. So thanks for asking about that, Suzanne. Let me read from my book, because I feel like doing that. Little book of meditations called Opening Doors Within. I'm going to read today's meditation for March 10th. Says, why not use what is yours to use? What is the use of having an electric light in your room if you failed to switch it on and fill the room with light? Why not keep turning to me for help and strength and use all those wonderful gifts which are there waiting for you? Cease struggling on your own, for when you know me and love me as God, you will want to be ever aware of me and my divine presence. You will want to walk in the light, for where there is light, darkness is no more. You generate light by your positive, constructive living and being. Therefore, allow nothing negative in you to dim that light. You may need to do it consciously until all negativity falls away from you and you learn to live positively all the time. It may be a real effort for you to do it to begin with, but gradually it will become as natural to you as breathing. Yeah, I can really attest to the fact that this is true. Because when you practice being your God self, which is the crux of who you really are, it becomes more natural and more automatic. And when seemingly negative things happen, you handle them with more grace and more ease. And things, hard things do become easier to deal with. And that's why I always like to remind myself and everyone else who wants to be reminded of this one particular tool, actually a couple of different tools that I like to use for this purpose of reminding myself of who I really am. And that is the golden key. The golden key simply guides us to think of God and nothing else. Forget the problem, drop the problem. Don't think about the problem as best you can. Just kind of let that problem go for a moment and just think of God. Remember that you are God energy. You are Christ consciousness in a human body. That's all. And with that comes the energy of Christ consciousness and the ability to heal and to do all kinds of things that God energy is capable of. And that is to create miracles. And all you have to do is to allow them in because they already are. Because when you are a child of God, which we all are, that gives you great power. And we often forget that. So reminding yourself of that constantly, pretty much, really puts you in the mode of walking through life as spirit instead of as 3D human. Sorry, the noise is just so distracting. I said a statement a couple of weeks ago that I like to remember, and that is she who walks with God or he who walks with God. So for me, say I'm a woman, so she who walks with God. And I like to remember that's who I am. And not only am I walking with God the Creator, but I am that same God energy in a human body. So that entitles me to miracles. Just like it says in A Course in Miracles, I am entitled to miracles. So yeah, I feel very safe and very cared for when I remind myself of that fact. When I remind myself to persist in only thinking of God and not worrying about these problems that pop up, whatever they are, because I know that the power of God supersedes everything and can correct any fear-based issues. And any issue that you encounter is fear-based. So if you replace the fear with the energy of love, that will basically solve the problem. And so the more you practice it, the better at it you get. Let me go back to the Facebook chat and make sure everybody is still with me. Sorry, they're being extra noisy out there today for some reason. Okay. Suzanne says, thanks so much, Lori. We did our tax prep for the accountant this weekend, and I just got off the phone with him right before tuning in. I'll take the abundance in finances and health. That's so funny. I never know why a card is coming up, like I said, but I kind of have to just go with it because obviously Spirit is having me give you this message for a reason, and I'm not going to go against that. So that makes a lot of sense. How funny. Okay. Who else? Okay. Aw, Shell, you're cute. She says, I always love listening to your soothing voice. I'm open to a card. And she says, I missed you too. That's nice. Okie dokie, I'll pull a card for you. Oh, she says, by the way, found a pole dance studio near where I live. Yay! Thought of you and may give it a go in the near future. Oh my goodness, if I could recommend anything to any woman, it would be pole dancing. And I know there are some men out there who do it too. I feel like it's different for women because it's a very feminine type of movement. And we use our natural body curves to emote through our dance. And so it's not just pole tricks all the time, which is the masculine side of it, because you're exerting that kind of energy and strength, which is lovely, and I love that as well. But yeah, it's definitely, if you're dancing your emotions, that's definitely the feminine side of it. So I'm happy you found that. I think you're really gonna like it. Okay, card, Shell. Card for Shell. I'm moving everything is moving in slow motion for me this morning. But that's kind of a good thing. Okay. Including my shuffling. My shuffling is, the more I do it, the better I get, but it's really taken a while for me to get good at this. But there's a card that's popping out of the deck for you. So it's the Goddess of the Unknown, Shell. A new chapter of your life is around the corner. Remove fear and embrace the unknown. Ooh, I like the sound of that. Oops. I need a bigger table here. I have stacks of things on top of other things. Okay, Goddess of the Unknown. Only through the darkness of night are we able to see the beautiful tapestry of light which stems from the stars above us. This card is here to help you ease your fears about the future and of the unknown. Even though you presently cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, you are being urged by the goddess to trust. You're always on the right path, even when you think you've strayed completely off it. A major chapter in the story of your life has recently come to a close, and an exciting new chapter is about to begin. Through the current emptiness, the seeds of a fertile new future sprout through. Soon you will see the light shining as brightly as ever. Yeah, that brings to mind something that I once heard a spiritual teacher say, and that is that energy never dies and never dissolves. It just changes form. Like energy never really goes away totally. It changes form. And I don't know why that came up, but that's definitely what came up. And I just feel like this is a really good card for you right now. So I am going to I'm going to take leave a few minutes early today. We've got like 4 minutes left, but I'm going to say goodbye to all of you just a few minutes early today. And I want to tell you that I am very, very happy that you've all been here with me. And I'm thrilled to be able to be with you each week. And it gives me such pleasure to be able to work with all of you and feel all of your energy and help you in any way that I can. So, we have a few shows coming up, and I'm actually gonna look at the chat and see what they are before I go. Let's see. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I'm really out of it, guys. My trance state has taken over my brain. And I'm at the point where I can basically no longer function right now, and I don't think I can talk for much longer. So we do have shows coming up. Serena, I believe, is coming up after me, and I believe we also have. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to let me bring this back up so I can actually tell you what's up. Okay, it is. Yeah, it's Serena right after me, and then Fresh 55 with Russell and Umbasa. So, thank you to Serena for being a fabulous producer and helping me out. And I'm grateful to all of you for being here with me every week. So, join me again next week. I would love to have your company once again. I love you all very much. And you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.